French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim fram sauce with the aus and fade, with shafafa on the side. Shoot do de do ya do do.
Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food, tacos al pastor. My restaurant crew and I were invited to El Paso, Texas, to cook at a conference held by Old Ways Preservation, a nonprofit organization based in Boston, Mass. Old Ways is one of the premier educational forums for focusing on healthy, culturally diverse, and historically respectful eating. They gather in various places around the globe with scientists, farmers, professors, chefs, and the food, wine, media to promote positive lifestyles. The first night, we had barely landed in El Paso when we were whisked off to cook at the old train station for over 300 guests. We had shipped almost all of our food on from our restaurant to try and make sure everything was as perfect as it could be, but it is still always a scramble. I was very excited to see the elaborate grilling station that some of the local chefs had put together to feed guests. The smell of Texan beef rose up like a lusty perfume, and the crowd did not hold back, sampling one stand's choice between classic and prickly pear margaritas. Despite all of that, we rose at 6 a.m. the next morning to cook brunch for the attendees at the Camino Real Hotel. We were set up in the grand lobby of the hotel. They rarely build them like that anymore. Labor costs just don't allow it. I was happy to be so steeped in the Western feel of the architecture, but I was there to represent South Florida. So we cooked my rum and pepper painted fish, pork Havana with caramelized plantain mash, and a key lime natilla with exotic fruit salsa. It was at times like these that I could get a better gauge on how our cooking, food history, ingredients, and flavors were similar to the Southwestern flavors being offered by some of my friends like Chef Dean Fearing and Stephen Piles out of Dallas, Robert Del Grande out of Houston, and Mark Miller out of Santa Fe. Finally, we finished our labors, cleaned up, and walked over the bridge past the border guards to Juarez, Mexico, and into a time that seemed more than 50 years older than when we entered the bridgeway. Dusk was falling. We hadn't had more than coffee all day, and we were ravenous. We stepped along the broken sidewalks, shopping for sustenance with our noses. Jaunty mariachi and accordion music punctuated the balmy air. Then we saw and smelled what would nourish us, a ramshackle little stand selling tacos al pastor, or tacos in the style of shepherds. These particular tacos were inspired by Lebanese immigrants who used lamb over a spit instead of the pork here, and herbs instead of a paste made from chilies. The thinly sliced pork is layered on a vertical device called a trompo, or a spinning top, and parked next to a gas flame. A pineapple sits atop the turning pork and drips down to sweeten and even tenderize the slowly cooking pork. It is visually as enticing as any cooking technique I have yet to see. We ordered and each got four little stuffed tortillas, which we devoured standing up against the crooked counter with America a quarter mile and many miles per hour away. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.